It's time for the Chatham County Roundup. We are joined on this edition of the Roundup by former Pittsboro mayor, current host of On the Porch, real estate developer, and many other things, Mr. Randy Voller. Randy, how's it going?
It's great to be back here in the studio with you, Andrew.
I'm glad to be back, too. Hey, our days in this very studio are numbered, by the way. You see the big, nice table behind you there? We are about to go big time into the full studio here at the new location.
I see that. I'm looking forward to getting in the new studio with you.
Me, too. We usually start off this conversation by talking real estate trends, and there's other stuff to talk about today as well, so shall we get into the real estate trends first?
Yes, every month we talk about what's going on in Orange County and Chatham County. As you know, I'm a board member with the Orange-Chatham Association of Realtors, and we get a report done that comes from the National Association of Realtors about what's going on in our market. One of the things you and I consistently talk about is the lack of affordable living options that continue to vex us in Orange and Chatham. Interesting, though, that the report that we have that ends on January 31st, 2024 shows that, in fact, the median sales price in Chatham County is down 16.5% to $433,909 from the end of the year in 2023.
Hey, I think that's the first time you've said that on this show.
I think it might be one of the first times I've said that the median sales price has gone down.
It went down 16%. That seems somewhat substantial for a month to month.
Well, it's probably due to finally having some inventory or supply available at price points that would, you know, move that median down. So, you know, for instance, as I've pointed out before, in Orange County, a big chunk of the market is between 250 and 500. That's where the biggest part of the market is. But in Chatham, the biggest part of the market is between 375 and 625. But I think what's occurred is we have a little more supply finally getting available in that 250 to 375 range, which probably moved the median down a bit. Of course, we still have that crazy situation where there's practically nothing on the market in Chatham below 250. We have just seven listings of property below 250 when you contrast that with 16 in Orange County, or actually 18 if we count a couple listings below 125. And of course, in Chatham County, we have a plethora of options available above 1 million. In fact, I think we've got somewhere near 117 listings, which is quite a bit more than Orange. Right now, there's 43 listings at the end of January that are over a million.
You said there is a little bit more inventory in Chatham County, kind of in that middle, and I'm using quotation marks around middle because of the actual numbers we're dealing with there. Do you have any sense on where that inventory is coming from? Is this like Chatham Park stuff being built out? Is this just random development that we've been talking about this whole time that's finally catching up?
What's happening? I think it's finally catching up, you know. On Monday, the town of Pittsboro actually approved an amended master plan for Belmont Station, for example, and that's been a legacy project. When you come into town and there's Carolina Brewery and Lowe's, that was part of the original idea, but not a lot has been done other than Belmont Point, which was an income-based affordable living solution, 76 units built roughly 8 years ago, 7 years ago.
Is that the community right there behind the Lowe's? Is that what?
If you go behind the Lowe's and up the road that they developed, right, and you'll see on the left, there's the new butcher shop,
right,
and there's a vape store and a Mexican restaurant. You keep going up on the left, it's Belmont Point.
And it feels like there's going to be more stuff back there, but right now it's just that apartment complex.
It is, but on Monday, the developer, in fact, the family that owns it also owns the Siena Hotel right here in Chapel Hill. They came to the town board through the representatives, and months of negotiation, they were able to get an approval for a new mixed-use plan development, a revision to the old plan. So, in fact, they've added roughly 384 units. So they've increased their townhouses quite a bit. They're going to add apartments. They include their 76 units that are already there, but they're adding 300 more apartments, quite a bit more townhouses. So the total is going to be 760 units, and in the past it was, I think, 400 or 401. There's still commercial options available. There might be a hotel built there. That's part of the legacy plan. But one of the interesting things that happened was in the negotiation that occurred Before the meeting on Monday, and on Monday, the town of Pittsburgh actually requested and got and approved this when they approved the plan for 10% affordable units. 5% would be workforce housing. 5% would be affordable.
Right.
So that's on top of the 76 units that are already there. So if you're looking at the new unit count, it probably is going to be somewhere between at least 38 if they're going to add 384 new residential units. I don't know how that'll apply to the apartments, but that's definitely a win for affordability.
Definitely a win for affordability and kind of a section of town that could be really useful in as the greenways get developed and more of that stuff builds out for sure. We're visiting with Randy Voller from Pittsburgh, and we don't have a whole lot of time left. We got about 4 minutes here. What else was jumping out to you from the meeting this week?
Well, I think the main thing is that new Commissioner John Foley really took it upon himself with Belmont Station to walk the site and bring up the point to the board that we're going to be dealing as a town board in a town with legacy projects like Powell Place, where he lives, Belmont Station, of course, Chatham Park, continually coming back and responding to market conditions and asking for the town to probably create what you call win-win solutions with the town and the developer as things change. You're going to need to see more transit options, for example. A couple other things from that meeting that were interesting. The town decided to pass a $50,000 pilot study to test a new technology to look at eliminating 1,4-dioxane. And if this is successful at the water treatment plant, will be an important story to track. They also got their audit from the ABC store. Years ago when I was mayor, our town board and I had to deal with the fact that twice the ABC store had an embezzlement issue way back in the day and wasn't making money. And I never could understand how you couldn't make money selling liquor. But our store and the leadership there now is pretty amazing. In fact, their sales are over $1.2 million. And many years ago, we passed Liquor by the Drink, which is the sale of mixed beverages, which allows you to get good quality restaurants. Back in the day, we thought, it would be about $50,000 a year. Well, this new audit shows that it's about $165,000 a year coming in just on that alone. That shows a very healthy growth of our restaurants in and around Pittsburgh.
It's the voice of Randy Voller. We got about a minute left. Is there anything else you wanted to get to before we wrap up?
Well, one of the interesting things the town board picked up was they're going to extend their health care options for town board members, which is something I've often said they ought to do, so that when you're serving on the board, it's basically public service, but you should make sure that people are healthy. And they did pass a proclamation recognizing Black History Month, which we are here in February, Black History Month, and of course, something that a lot of municipalities and counties are probably doing across the state.
Absolutely. We've been visiting with Randy Voller, former Pittsburgh mayor, real estate developer, and host of On the Porch here on 97.9 The Hill. Got any On the Porch previews for us? Anything coming up that you're excited about?
Well, we've done some really interesting interviews. We're going to have an interview coming out with investigative reporter Dan Kane. We did a two-part interview with Dan a couple weeks ago. Tune in this Sunday. We often have real interesting folks come in. We have another one with Robert Reeves. And probably another one with Hillsborough Commissioner Matt Hughes. We're going to bring him back on the porch after the primaries are concluded.
And worth pointing out, too, a lot of the guests Randy has on the porch are guests that we're somewhat familiar with here. But he's got 30 minutes with them. You get deep in those conversations. It's a whole different ballgame compared to when I'm talking to somebody for 10. So it's worth checking out.
It certainly is. And you can always, if you miss it on Sundays, you can always go online and listen to the show without commercials. But it's a great conversation as the title suggests, we're just on the porch having a conversation.
Randy, I appreciate you being here, and I look forward to our next conversation.
I do too, Andrew.